Guessing colors with a friend. This is Saratima. This is a fun exercise, but also very good practice. It is guessing colors with a friend. You can do this in person or over the phone or the internet. You can get direct feedback and see how correct you are in your seeing. If you are seeing the colors correctly, you then begin to trust yourself more. And if you get many wrong, you can't fool yourself to be good at something that you aren't and that you need more practice. And with practice, we mean that you have to get out of your way, don't overthink, which blocks your seeing and knowing. I call the exercise guessing because it helps you to relax and to just try. You have nothing to lose. The key ingredient is that your friend must project a color clearly. If she or he is mixing different thoughts in, you will not get a clear result and you won't be able to read. So here we go. Your friend thinks of a color by visualizing the color. You are relaxed and you receive the knowing, or you might see what she or he projected. That's the way it works. It's very simple. You can do this with shapes. Your friend can project circles, squares, triangles, and stars, something quite simple. And then you receive the message. Now, sounds can also be used. Your friend silently hums a low, medium, or high pitch or vowel. And it's done silently in the head, like E or O or La, Ooh, something quite simple. And these are just some examples. My husband and I would use entire mantras, and then the other had to guess or read what the mantra was. You may expand later to projecting entire scenes, such as a landscape, a house with details, a person, clothing, etc. Once you're pretty good at guessing the basics, colors, shapes, sounds, then you can get more complex. For example, a landscape, something visual. There could be a meadow with a tree or a castle with a flag or just some details. And then see if you're getting the image correct and how many parts or pieces of it. So try it out and you will learn a lot. Enjoy. Thank you.